感谢主。
阿门。
阿门。
感谢主。
Thanks be to God。那
今天没有讲解答问题以前
，Before we have question and answer，
我要很短的时间跟大家思想一个问题。
I want to spend some time to meditate on something with you。
上帝所造的一切
，All things that God has created，
有没有一个中心点
？Is there a central focus？
上帝所造的万有
，All things that God has created，
是不是各物等量齐观
？Is it all things are equal？
不是的
，No。
神所造的万有以人为中心。
Among all things that God has created, the human being is at the center point.
所以被造的万有中间，只有一样是按照上帝的形象样式造。
Among all things created, only one was made in the image of God.
上帝造的人类现在已经有了60亿这么多的人。
But there is about 6 billion people in the world today.
请问这些人中间有没有一环的中心呢？
So among these people, is there a central point?
有。
Yes.
就是教会。
It is the church of God.
教会是神创造的中心的中心。
And so the church is the center point of the center of creation.
你是哪个教会？是为你公会、圣公会，或者我们敬信会，或者弟兄会，或者什么会呢？
But which church would that be? Which denomination?
是那圣而公的教会。
It is actually the Holy and Catholic Church.
是那眼睛看不见的，属于普天之下、超时间空间的独一的教会。
It is the church that cannot be seen by the eyes and surpasses time space.
这个教会承载了救恩的历史。
This church inherited the history of salvation.
这个教会承载了神在历史中间的轨迹。
And this church has itself the mark of God's presence in history.
教会呢，里面有神引导他的圣灵的这个历史记录。
It has a historical record of how God guided His people.
为什么教会是人类的中心呢？
Why do we say that the church is the central focus of humanity?
人类无论是按照神的形象造的，还是被造而已。
Because although we are made in the image of God, we are but creatures.
但是教会是被救赎的，所以是人类的中心。
But the church is saved, and so it's the center focus of humanity.
宇宙万有的中心就是人类。
The human being is the center of the entire universe.
人类的中心团体就是教会。
And the central organization in humanity is the church.
教会的中心点在哪里呢？
And then where is the central focus of the church?
就是那些在真正忠于圣经的人身上。
It is upon those who are truly faithful to the word of God.
所以归正运动是整个教会的中心。
And so the Reformed Evangelical Movement is the central focus of the church.
因为在这里要神的儿女忠于全本圣经。
Here we want the children of God to be faithful to the entire Bible.
在这里要求神的教会要完全认知是恩典。
That the church would know fully the grace of God.
在这里告诉我完全依靠信心，没有人的作为。
That we will rely on faith of God and not works of men.
这里告诉我们，我们只有借着基督在神面前蒙悦纳。
That we are only accepted by God through Christ.
那我们一生一世只有荣耀，单单荣耀上帝。
And in our entire life, we will only glorify God.
所以教会中间归正运动是整个教会的中心。
And so the Reform Movement is the central focus of the church.
所以当我们搞归正福音运动的时候
，And so when we promote the Reform Evangelical Movement,
无论是建教会也好。
Whether we are building a new church,
无论是开讲座也好
，or have a seminar,
无论是给你们带领查经的聚会也好
，or to lead you in Bible studies,
这不是另外一个教会
，this is not another church,
这不是在众教会中间在搞一个新的运动
，or to try a new movement,
这不是要建立新的教义
，or to have a new doctrine,
这不是要与世上其他的属灵团体有竞争。
Or to have competition with other spiritual organizations.
这乃是把上帝最重要的心意向基督徒显明出来。
But to reveal the most inner thoughts of God to Christians.
乃是很荣耀的邀请真基督徒参与神心意中间的心意。
And gloriously invite true Christians to participate in the will of God within His will.
我们以相当绝对精神的把握来做这个工作。
We do this with confidence and absolute spirit.
一方面。把你们带到归正福音运动里面。
On the one hand, we bring you into the reform movement.
使你们建立纯正的信仰根基。
That your faith may be built upon pure foundations.
使你们建立纯正的信仰的思想知识的架构。
That you may have the correct thought structure of the pure faith.
使你们建立一个纯粹合乎神心意在世界上文化的使命。
That you will inherit a cultural mandate that is pleasing to God in the world.
使你们照着基督在地上的心意，要拯救很多人归向主的福音运动。
That you participate in the gospel movement in accordance to the will of Jesus Christ.
所以我们这样的精神
，so such a spirit，
我们这样的福音。
such a call.
不是使你增加一个礼拜多一次聚会而已。
It's not just that you have another worship service.
叫你看见这个价值所在。
But you may understand where the value is at.
这个本质的超越。
That is a qualitative surpassing.
跟普通的属灵的这个侍奉跟节目不同的地方。
That this ministry is different from the common ministry.
我再说，神的创造的万有以人类为创造的中心。
I say again, the human being is at the center of all creation.
人类的创造中间是以教会为它的中心。
And the church is in the center of all human beings.
教会中间以真正忠于他的话的纯正的信仰的归正运动为中心。
And the reform movement that is purely faithful to God is in the center of the church.
当你觉悟到这一点的时候，
When you are awakened to this,
你会爱惜每一个归正运动里面真正的精神对我们的要求。
You will treasure all the demands of the reform movement.
你会很谨慎自己怎样走才能真正讨上帝的喜悦。
You will be cautious and you will want to be pleasing to God.
这是今天给你们很简短的一个这个考虑的一个题目。
And this is a simple thing that you need to think about.
上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us.
给我们用很严肃的精神，
that with a solemn spirit,
很严正的精神，
and a very firm,
很认真的精神，
with a very sincere attitude,
来参与这个归正福音运动。
We want to participate in the reform evangelical movement.
正统信仰的建立上，我们是向下扎根，
that we may be rooted in the pure faith.
在活人的精神传福音的施工上，我们是向上结果，
and with fervency we will bear fruit on top.
在建立我们正统的神学思想架构里面，我们是归纳了神启示，领受了我们应当明白的信仰的知识。
And we will receive the right knowledge that we ought to have in the correct thought system.
而当我们传扬福音的时候，是这个已经归纳的、结晶的精神跟知识对外面的宣布的信息。
And when we preach the gospel, we are proclaiming this gospel that is a combination of the spirit and the correct doctrine of God.
所以呢，神学的纯正信仰。
So a pure theology
is the crystallization of our understanding epistemologically among the revelation of God.
是我们对上帝启示的一种结晶的了解，
是结晶的知识了解。
It is the understanding of his knowledge.
叫做有力的对世界的信心。
And a fervent evangelism.
这两件事。
These two things.
就构成了我们这个归正福音的运动。
Form the reform evangelical movement.
可能你把这个运动带到你教会去。
Perhaps you need to move this back to your church.
可能你教会拒绝这个运动。
Perhaps your church will reject this.
你就为这个运动献身，以后成为上帝借助你建立的新教会的开始。
But you may sacrifice yourself, and then maybe God will through you create a new church.
我这样跑了几年以后。
After I do this for a few years,
我要让你们好好深思熟虑的交托给上帝。那看上帝怎么引导你。
I want you to think about this carefully and give it to God to see how He will lead.
Acts 5. Lying to the Holy Spirit, Ananias and Sapphira were struck dead without a delay. Why was lying dealt so seriously at that time? Well, today we seem careless about lying. What is the teaching for us today?为什么《使徒行传》第五章亚拿尼亚、撒菲拉向圣灵撒谎，马上被处死？而今天我们好像把谎言看得非常的轻描淡写。到底今天这个教训是什么？在每一次有新的运动开始的时候
，Every time when we start a new movement，
神就很严肃的，用很严格的。原则来处理那些抵挡他的人。
God will use very stern principle against those who are opposing to Him.
成为后世的见解。
Then it may be a warning to all.
然后呢，人继续不断轻看上帝的境界、上帝的刑罚以后。
But after human beings continue to look down upon the warnings of God,
上帝就任凭人心中刚硬，然后放弃他们，任凭他们。
And God will give them up.
在第一次律法赐下来的时候
，When the laws were first given，
3000个人当天被杀死
，3000 people were slaughtered on the same day。
圣灵赐下来的时候
，When the Holy Spirit came，
3000个人受洗得救了
，3000 people believed。
以后呢
？After that，
当第一次抵挡欺骗圣灵的时候
，The first time when lying and deceit was given，
亚拿尼亚、撒菲拉就当场被击死了
，Ananias and Sapphira was 旧约，
旧约里面第一次亚伦的两孩子被按例做祭祀的时候
，In the same manner, in the Old Testament, when the two sons of Aaron were ordained,
他们献上燔火
，because they submitted earthly fire.
被按例做祭祀的那一天，两个刚刚按例的祭司马上被上帝天上的火把他打死。
Immediately they were destroyed by God on the day of the ordination.
这个在新约没有例外。
There is no exception in the New Testament.
所以这告诉我们，虽然新约是提到上帝的赦罪，旧约是先提到上帝的判罪、上帝的定罪。
Although the New Testament talks about God's forgiveness and the Old about God's judgment,
旧约的公义中间没有忘记启示上帝的慈爱。
The justice of the Old Testament also revealed the mercy of God.
在新约的慈爱中间。
In the same manner, in the love in the New Testament,
也忘记显明上帝的威严。
It also expresses the justice of God.
旧约的上帝跟新约的上帝是同一位上帝。
Therefore, the God of the Old and the New Testament is the same God.
在他的慈爱中间保留了他审判人类罪恶的权柄。
In His mercy, He retains the right to judge us.
在他赦免我们的中间。
But what he forgave us,
保持了他的尊严。
He still has his authority.
照样在他的威严中间。
And within his authority,
他应许他的救赎跟他的慈爱要临到我们。
He still allowed his mercy and salvation to come upon us.
这样对上帝的慈爱与公义的并行、平衡的了解。
When we understand the harmony between God's love and His justice,
使我们的信仰有一个平衡。
He allowed our faith to be harmonized.
否则只知神的公义而不认知神慈爱的人
，A person who only knows God's justice without His love,
就把上帝当作是苛刻的上帝
，will think of God as cruel and difficult.
只知上帝的慈爱而不认知他威严的人
，But if you only know of God's love without His power,
就常常践踏上帝的恩典
，Very often you will waste His grace.
这都是教会的失败的地方
，These are areas where the church will fail.
所以求主教导我
，May the Lord guide us.
既然圣经记载过神的审判
，Since the Bible shows how God will judge us，
而如今好像再不看见有这样的审判继续不断存在
，But today we do not see such form of punishment。
那敬畏上帝的人却因为圣经的记载一次明白，就一生一世敬畏上帝。
Those who fear God will understand the Bible and fear God for the rest of his life。
人的文化常常把智慧跟诡诈连在一起，特别中国人。
The culture of man always link wisdom and deceit together.
所以这个人很有智慧，跟这个人很诡计多端，常常连在一起。
We always talk about a person being wise or deceptive, and two are seen.
所以我们自己承认。
So we acknowledge ourselves.
我们的文化是礼多必诈的一个文化。
That the Chinese culture is a culture where the mannerism seems to indicate deception.
外表的礼貌来隐藏里面的诡诈。
That when a person is outwardly very courteous, something is wrong.
这就是人性的假冒的存在。
This is where hypocrisy is at.
西方之水到现在还蒙上帝一些的恩典。
In the West, they continue to receive some grace of God.
因为他们持守了正直，持守了实在诚实的这个文化。
Because the culture insists in honesty.
像尼克逊为了说谎，因为水门事件给政府搞得乱七八糟，给整个国会搞得一定要把他弹劾他。
Like Richard Nixon, because of Watergate, was impeached by the Congress.
这个事情是在东方的文化里面几乎没有办法产生的事情。
This is something the Eastern culture will almost never have.
有谁敢动太岁上面的图呢
？Who dare to go against the president?
因为东方的君主的背后是没有上帝的。
Because behind the emperors of the East, there is no God.
我盼望新加坡的首长的背后有上帝。
I hope that behind the leader in Singapore, there is God.
所以呢？中国的文化，东方的文化
，So Chinese culture or Eastern culture，
最高的权力就是皇帝，结束了。
The emperor is at the height of his power。
秦始皇到毛泽东
，From the emperor 秦始皇到毛泽东，
这些背后没有约束他的权力。
There is no higher power to constrain them。
直到英国的大宪章出现的时候
，Until when the Great Constitution of England appeared，
提到一个最合乎圣经的观念。
There is a concept that is most difficult。
就是每一个人在法律的上面。
That no one is above the law.
所有的法律都在上帝的下面。
And all laws are beneath God.
这样人才会过一个真正国泰民安的这种社会生活。
Only then can you have peace and prosperity in the nation.
所以圣经告诉我们
，The Bible says,
神是最高的权威。
God is the highest power.
当尼克逊
被堵入到一个地步，没有人再看得起他的时候。
When Richard Nixon was so humiliated that no one would look upon him with
awe. 毛泽东突然间变成一个慈爱的上帝。
Mao Zedong suddenly became a loving God.
请尼克逊到中国来。
He invited Richard Nixon to come.
下飞机的时候，在飞机上铺红地毯。
And there was a red carpet welcome.
这也是金氏记录还没有放进去的。
This is something Guinness Book of Records has not recorded.
在飞机上放红地毯来让这个欢迎一个被迫会基辅坦克的一个总统。
A red carpet welcome for a president that's almost impeached back then.
对尼克逊来说，这是受宠若惊，已经不是总统了。
But for Richard Nixon, it was a great honor.
但是中国文化还不停在这里。
But this is not where the Chinese.
毛泽东亲口对尼克逊讲了一句最羞辱中国文化的话语。
Mao Zedong said something that was humiliated the Chinese culture.
说一些方话，在你的国会为什么闹得那么大？很小的事情嘛。
He said just a few lies, just a big deal.
这是中国领导人有史以来最羞辱中国文化的一句话。
This is something that Chinese leaders have spoken this most humiliating.
你看见没有呢？受圣经影响跟没有受圣经影响的文化是不一样。
So there is a difference between having biblical influence and not having biblical influence.
敬畏上帝跟不敬畏上帝的国家领袖。他们的伦理道德的标准是不一样。
The ethics and morality of national leaders, Christian and not are very different.
我们做基督徒的人
，as Christians,
既然看见了律法赐下的杀三千人
，since we see that when the law is given 3,000 the slaughter,
既然看见七人圣灵当场死在使徒的面前
，and when they lie against the Holy Spirit, they are slaughtered before the apostles.
我们就不能跟现今的潮流走。
So we cannot move with the times.
我以敬畏上帝的心，是句说是，不是说说不是。
With a heart that fear God, we'll be honest with our answers.
神才会继续赐福个人、社会、国家、政府，从这个时代。
And God will continue to bless the individual, the society, the nation, and this generation.
你说信道是从听到而来的。
Not that time you say believing come from hearing.
雅各书一章六节说，要先凭着信心来求。
James chapter 1 verse 6 says, first we must ask in faith.
信心是根据上帝的话。
And since faith is by the word of God.
那么宣告的妇人到主耶稣面前的时候。
When the woman that had a bleeding of the blood.
只要一碰她的衣服，碰到耶稣的衣服，她就好了。
She touched the cloak of Jesus Christ and was healed.
这是不是对信心的信心呢？
Is this faith upon faith?
如果是这样的信心。
If it were the case.
是上帝赐的。
Was it given by God?
那我们怎样去分辨呢？
How do we tell the difference?
我相信我在查希伯来书第十一章第六节的时候，你一定没有来。
I believe you were not there when we had Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6.
所以你发这个问题。
So you ask this question.
在哪里我把信心分成四个层次。
There I have segregated faith to four different areas.
第一个层次，信心不需要听到而来的。
The first one, faith doesn't come from hearing.
第二层是信心因为听到而来的。
The second one is faith from hearing.
第三个层是信心不是关于信条的，乃是关于生活的力量的。
The third one is faith is about the strength in our life and not
laws. 第四层是信心为了侍奉的时候需要由的神圣灵给他的恩赐。
The third one is a faith that is given by grace of the Holy Spirit.
我们许多人做基督徒做了几十年，信乱信一场。
Many of us as Christians, we do not understand what faith is.
和信混杂在一起。
And we are quite confused about what faith is.
为什么说有一些信心不是听到而来的呢？
Why do we say some faith did not come from hearing?
因为一个人信有上帝的时候。
Because when a person believes in God,
是神已经把这最基本的真理放在他的里面。
It is because God first placed the most basic truth in us.
你不是借着听到。
It didn't come from hearing.
这个所造之物。
But from all that has been created.
这个神放在你里面的这叫的声音。
From that voice that God has placed in you,
信有上帝。
You believe there is a God.
所以到上帝面前来的人
，All who come before God,
必须信有上帝。
Must first believe in Him.
信他赏赐那些寻求他的人。
And that He will reward those who seek after Him.
那这种信心是一个 common grace.
This is called common grace.
这种信心是一个 general revelation.
啊，普遍的启示。
这种信心跟得救的问题是没有关系。
Not related to the question of salvation.
许多没有进入教会的人都相信上帝是存在的。
So many people who are not Christians believe in God.
那么那些人到上帝面前来的时候，先要有信心来啊。
They must first have faith to come before God.
但他还没有听过道吗
？But they have not heard.
他还没有听过道，怎么会可以从信道是从听道来这方面去了解 第二个层次的信心。
So how can we understand it by saying that they must hear first?
第一层的信心。
So the first step of faith.
神已经放在我们里面的一种人性的一种真理的种子。
It's the faith that comes from the seed of truth that God has given to us.
那么为什么有人做无神论呢？
Why then are there atheists?
是不是上帝没有把这种信心的种子放在他里面呢
？For atheists, could it be that God forgot to put the seed there?
不是
，No，
因为他们压制真理
，Because they suppress the truth，
所以他们把里面那个信上帝存在的种子把它压下去。
And so they suppress the seed of truth in them.
自欺欺人的说没有上帝，所以他们接受无神论。
They deceive themselves, so they become atheists.
一个人接受无神论。
When a person accepts,
一方面因为他压制或者他抵挡上帝的真理。
On the one hand, he suppresses the truth of God.
埋没自己的良心。
And to bury his own conscience.
第二方面，他们为自己犯罪的方便假设没有上帝就没有审判，所以信无神论是比较好的。
On the other hand, they also get a good excuse for sin.
所以无神论是信神论的反面。
Atheism is the opposite of those who believe.
是
theism
in reverse.
Is theism in
and atheist is a theist in reverse.
所以一个无神论者是信者的反面。
不是上帝不存在。
It's not that God does not exist.
我上帝的存在我不信。
Is that I do not believe in the existence of God.
上帝不存在。
Not that God does not exist.
那一位存在的上帝我不信，这个叫做无神论。
That I do not believe in the God who exists.
所以我得出的结论是很浓缩的。
My conclusion is very condensed.
神的存在。
The existence of God.
不是你讨论神存在。或者讨论神不存在的原的果子
，is not the result of the discussion of his existence.
神的存在是你讨论神存在或者不存在的原因。
But the reason why you can discuss his existence.
因为神存在
，because he exists.
你才会讨论他存在或者讨论他不存在。
So you can discuss whether he exists or not.
神的存在
，the existence of God.
是你讨论以后产生的结果。
It's not the conclusion that you draw.
是你不得不要讨论的原因。
But the reason why you have to discuss him,
所以神是存在。
Therefore, he does exist.
你的不信是你压制他。
When you do not believe, it's because you suppress him.
第二种的信心。
The second type of faith.
我因为信他存在。
Because I believe in him.
就是因为他把种子放在我里面。
Because he gave me the seed of faith.
我到他面前来的。
When I come before him.
那他把他的道传给我，我就从他的道产生了对他的救赎、赦罪跟的特殊恩惠、救赎恩典经验。的信心的这个源头。
And his word was preached to me, and so I believe in this special grace and salvation of the word.
The word of God becomes the source and the cause of your faith in his saving grace.
上帝的话语成为我们相信他救恩的基本要素。This is the second point.
那么迦南夫人到耶稣的面前来。
When this woman came before God,
一摸到耶稣的衣服，她就痊愈了。
As she touched the cloak of Christ, she was healed.
怎么样的信心呢
？What sort of faith is this?
你说她没有听过上帝的道吗
？Has she heard the word of God?
没有听过上帝的，怎么来到耶稣的面前呢
？If she hasn't heard, why would she come to Jesus?
可能她已经在群众中间听了道。
Perhaps she has heard the word among the people.
她也看见了她的朋友或者以色列人受医治。
She has seen the healing of her friends and Israelites.
她有一种跳跃。
But she had this quantum leap.
上帝的儿子。大卫的子孙不单单爱犹太人，也一定会爱我。
That the Son of God will also love me。
所以他领受了神的恩典之后
，So after she received this salvation，
他把自己带进那个猛拣选的猪类的中间，这是很伟大的。
She herself was brought into the elect。
所以他一接触耶稣的衣服，灵就到他的身上。
She touched the cloak of Jesus, she was healed。
你不能证明他没有听过上帝的道。
You cannot prove that she has not heard the word。
好，有一次我在新加坡带领华夫大会的。晚上的聚会的时候
，Once I was leading a gathering in Singapore for 华富。
我没有讲到以后我就唱歌，唱歌完了有呼召人奉献，就有几百个青年走到前头奉献做传道。
Before I even preached, I sang a song and then I did an altar call, and hundreds of young people came.
然后呢，其中有两个是滕进辉牧师的孩子，现在都做牧师了。
And two of them are the sons of Reverend 滕进辉 and both are ministers today.
有人就批评我
，So some people criticize.
你还没讲到什么可以呼召人。
How can you do an altar call before you even start preaching?
信道或者回应一定是听了道你才做的回应。
Because the responses must come after you preach.
我不要跟他辩论。
I did not want to debate.
我一笑置之。
I just laugh it off.
因为这些人不是要听我那一场道才可以有信心的。
But because these people did not have faith because they have heard me.
这以前他已经听了很多道了。
Before this, they have heard many sermons.
上帝叫我来给他一次对过去听得到的回应，就用一首诗歌把他们的信心把它归纳起来。
But God has called me so that they are able to respond to all the sermons that they have heard with a hymn.
事情就是这么简单。
It was that simple.
所以关于信心的问题。
Questions relating to faith.
不单是一个层次。
Not only is one level.
是有四个层次。
There are four different levels.
第三个层次。
The third level.
就是我们靠着信心继续活在上帝面前的信心，不是教义的问题。
The faith that we need to continue to live before God, not doctrine.
是生活的问题。
But about lifestyle.
圣经有两句很重要的话。
There are two important verses in the Bible.
罪人因信什么？的生。
The
罪人因信称义，对不对？
The sinners will be made righteous through faith.
罪人就变成义人了。
And he will become the righteous.
那么义人因信得生。
That the righteous will live by faith.
一个是救赎性的信心。
One is a faith that has been salvation.
是领受新的生命。
To receive a new life.
另外一个是生活的信心。
But another faith is the faith of life.
已经称义了。
You are made righteous.
义人靠着信心活在这个世界。
The righteous will live by faith.
那今天包括归正神学的那些信徒。
Including Christians of a reformed
church. 很多人讲信心都是讲对教义正统的降服的那种信。
Many people talk about faith as a submission to the right doctrine.
而不是靠着主或者危险的世界中间的信。
Not the faith that is reliant on God in a dangerous world.
我相信这个礼拜英国人很多人神经开始错乱。
I believe these few weeks the British may be having great anxiety.
因为 Tony Blair 想，我对恐怖分子特别优待，我不告他，也不讲他，他们在这里活得好好，他一定也不敢作乱我。所以在英国，他对我们也是给我们平安，彼此好来好去。这是 Tony Blair 最大的败笔。
Because Tony Blair made the greatest mistake in thinking that if he's tolerant towards the terrorists, they will not disturb him.
所以英国已经十多年成为恐怖分子的温床。
So for many years, they have been a hiding place for terrorists.
那么英国人以为恐怖分子既然在这边过着很平安的生活，他一定很感谢英国，所以他不会捉弄英国。
They think that the terrorists will be quite thankful, so they will not do anything.
这两次。
But these two bombings.
第一次爆炸的时候。
The first time.
Tony Blair 说，这个与我们攻打伊拉克没有关系。
Tony Blair declared he got nothing to do with the Iraq war.
还是过一个很异类的政治生活。
So he still lived a very foolish political life.
那些人就告诉他，我们为伊拉克报仇，所以第二次再爆炸。
So those people want to demonstrate that it was a revenge.
从此以后
，after that，
英国的人的日子就不好过了。
The days of the British would be difficult.
从此以后的
，after that，
人心惶惶。
Everybody lives in anxiety.
英国人早就开始放弃圣经了。
The British had long given up the Bible.
相对化自己。
And they have made themselves relative.
最高的圣公会的最高的领导人
，the highest leader in the Anglican Church，
许可这个 Elton Jones 在最重要的英国的礼拜堂里面唱的完全跟圣歌没有关系的音乐。
Allow Elton John to perform a secular song in the most important church.
Diana 死的时候唱 Candle in the Wind。
When Diana died, he sang Candle in the Wind.
跟基督教什么关系
？What is the relationship between this and the Bible？
英国的教会啊。
The British Church
从上面开始软弱下来
，has become weak from the
heart. 还不醒悟啊
！If it doesn't awaken，
上帝把灯台挪去的话
，when God take away the lampstand，
英国变成最可怜的国家
，Britain will become most pathetic.
回教都不会因为你对他好，他特别对你好的。
The terrorists will not take care of you because you take care of them.
我现在不谈政治啊
，I'm not going to talk about politics.
我不得不要谦虚一点
，but I must say this，
就是一个人一个国家对神的道的态度。以后会影响他整个治国前面的道路。
The attitude of a nation towards the word of God will determine the future direction of the nation.
好，我不多讲下去了。我们刚才提到什么题目？
刚才提到很有趣。
现在的西方很多教会
，In the West there are many churches，
他们教义都可以走在正统路上。
Doctrinally they may be orthodox，
但是有。恐怖分子呢，信心就不知道怎么过了。
When the terrorists come, they do not know where the faith is.
每天都怎么依靠上帝
？How do they rely on God?
正统信仰的人不一定活得比别人更勇敢。
Those who have orthodox doctrine may not be more brave.
罪人因信称义的事情解决了，义人因信得胜的事情没有解决。
But because they have not lived by faith before.
我这一生有两样都做。
There are two things I do in my life.
所以我不怕坐危险的飞机。
I'm not afraid of dangerous flights.
我不怕到危险的地方。
I'm not afraid to go to dangerous places.
因为既然信得生，是我要行出来的。
Because I want to demonstrate that the righteous will live by faith.
有两次。
There were twice.
归正要在印尼开会。
The reform movement wanted to have a meeting in Indonesia.
印尼有爆炸事情发生，两次都取消掉了。
And both conferences were cancelled because of bombings.
我知道他们的信心是停留在教义的认同上。So, 而不是停在依靠上帝的生活上。
I know that their faith stops at doctrinal understanding and not on reliance of God.
已经决定了华富大会要在印尼举行。
At first, 华富 was supposed to have a conference in Indonesia.
突然间，巴黎爆炸了以后，整个大会就赶到澳门去举行。
Suddenly, the Bali explosion has shifted the venue to Macau.
西方的信仰是这么弱，东方的基督徒照样这么弱。
So both the Christians of the West and the East are weak.
所以我相信，我应当好好重新整顿、归正运动的信仰跟信心生活的两大方向。
So I think that there is this need to fix the doctrinal direction and also the living by faith.
Do you think that a Christian should major in philosophy in the university or even pursue a PhD in philosophy? If I have a strong interest and aptitude for the philosophy and wish to pursue it, how can I be
careful to compromise?
Not to compromise my faith. 那你很爱读哲学。
You like philosophy.
你想是不是应该读哲学？
You ask yourself whether you should study it.
为什么你问？
Why do you ask this?
你问就因为你没有把握，对不对？
You ask because you have no confidence.
可能你不知道应该不应该读。
You do not know whether you should pursue it.
所以你问是因为你不平安，那你就继续不断用你的不平安问上帝，不要问我。
You need to ask God this question.
那如果你结果呢，上帝给你很平安，你就继续读下去。
If God grants you the peace, then you should pursue it.
请你注意几件重要的伦理总原则。
But there is important ethical general principle.
无论做什么
，No matter what you do,
是为了荣耀上帝。
You need to do it to glorify God.
请你注意，你读哲学真的最后是荣耀上帝吗？
When you study philosophy, do you glorify God ultimately?
第二
，Secondly,
无论做什么
，No matter what you do,
造就人。
You need to be of help to others.
读哲学最后是为了满足你的 interest, 你自己的 desire, 你自己的这个 ambition, 或者是为了造就别人。
Do you study to fulfill your own ambition or to help others?
第三样。
Thirdly,
无论做什么是做给上帝看。
No matter what you do it for God.
所以你读哲学的时候
，When you study,
你在神面前，在他真理、他的圣灵的监督跟他的这个批判之下来读哲学。
Are you studying under the guidance and the judgment of the Holy Spirit?
第四样
，Fourthly,
无论做什么
，No matter what you do,
不被罪所捆绑。
You are not bounded by sin.
今天早上我才见到我一个最聪明的学生之一。
This morning I met one of my brilliant students.
现在美国回来了。
I said, now you return from America.
假期回来我还在读。
He said, well, it's just a holiday.
我说读什么？我读哲学。
He said, I'm studying philosophy.
在某一个大学。
In a university.
那么你住哪方面
？Which area?
我专攻阿里斯多德。
He said, Aristotle.
我拍拍他肩膀讲一句话。
And I said to him,
阿里斯多德的时候，耶稣还没到世界上来。
I said, when Aristotle was alive, Jesus had not come to the world.
救赎的事情他一点都不懂。
So he knew nothing about salvation.
这方面你懂更多，你读他的你要小心。
So you need to be more careful.
他笑笑说，我会注意。
He smiled and said, I will take note of this.
我这一生搞很多哲学。
I have done a lot of philosophy work.
我教了几十年哲学。
And I taught philosophy for many years.
讲到的很有哲学味道。
And when I preach, philosophy is part of it.
甚至二十年前有人说他现在不在讲他，他在讲哲学了。
20 years ago, people say, well, he's preaching philosophy.
我告诉你
，I tell you this.
这就是人堕落思想里面最高的产品。
Philosophy is the highest product after the fall of man.
而神学是上帝对人启示的，对堕落的思想最大的启发。
But theology is the greatest inspiration of the revelation of God.
这就是人想要知道真理的奥秘。
Man wants to find out the mystery of the truth.
而启示是神要人明白这个奥秘的答案。
But the revelation is the answer that God has given to us.
哲学与神学不同在哪里？
The difference between philosophy and theology.
Philosophy keep questioning the answer and theology keep answering the question.
哲学一直来问问题，然后神学一直提供答案。
神学一直提供答案。
It kept giving us the answer.
哲学一直提问题。
Philosophy keep asking questions.
所以结果呢？
所以呢？
只有愿意顺从真理的人，带着信仰，他可以得到安息。
Only those with faith and are submissive to the truth will have peace.
否则，越有哲学头脑的人，一生越劳心劳力。自己摧残自己很厉害。
If that's not the case, people who study philosophy will actually torture themselves all their life.
我盼望你读哲学读完了还有头发。
I hope that after your philosophy study, your hair will still be around.
有的人说呢，如果前面头发没有是很聪明。
Some people say that if you are born in front, you are very intelligent.
后面也没有头发是思想家。
If you are born behind, you are thinker.
如果前后都没有头发是他想他很聪明。
If you are born in front and the back, it's because you think you are very intelligent.
上帝赐福给你。
May the Lord bless you.
我讲这些的时候
When I talk about philosophy,
神的道批判他。
I use the word of God to judge it.
我批判这些以前
Before I judge philosophy,
我要把我所批判的去讲一些出来。
I want to talk about how I judge it.
我的动机很清楚的。
So my motive is very
clear. 当我要把这瓶水丢掉的时候
Before I throw away this bottle of water.
我先用我的手拿这一瓶水才能丢掉。
I must first grab hold of it before I throw it.
我如果没有拿，我怎么丢掉它呢？
If I didn't grab hold of it, how do I throw it away?
当我要批判哲学的时候
So if I want to judge philosophy,
一定要先讲出哲学到底讲什么。
I must first understand philosophy.
我盼望你用这个态度学我怎样用神的道批判人的思想。
So imitate me in this area to use the word of God to judge man's thinking.
有很多基督徒都读哲学，读到最后发现哲学很高，神学很低。
Many Christians conclude that philosophy is higher than theology.
每次有机会讲道的时候，就大谈哲学，把神就丢在一边。
When they want to preach, they talk about philosophy and not theology.
你要谨慎。
Be cautious.
在德国有一个从小听我讲道的人，快要哲学博士了。
In Germany, there is a Christian who has listened to my preaching.
他没有走以前。
Before he become a PhD,
他为我祷告。
He says, Dr. Tom, I pray.
给我拿了哲学博士以后，我还是纯正的信仰。
That my faith will remain pure after I get a PhD in philosophy.
我一生最怕的是什么？
I'm afraid most in my life.
最怕的是读了哲学博士回来给唐牧师骂。
Then after I get my PhD, Dr. Tom will scold me.
你发现我的信仰动摇了。
And because you will discover my faith has shaken.
至少从这个动机去读。
When he has this motive,
那求主保守他。
I know that the Lord will guide him.
这几句话来劝勉你。
So these are my words of encouragement.
我不干涉你的。
I will not intervene.
我逼你可以或者不可以。
I'll tell you yes or no.
你要好好在神面前祷告。
Before the Lord, you need to pray carefully.
照刚才的原则。
Based on the principles mentioned earlier.
知道所有错误的理论。
After you know all the wrong theories.
然后你更用神的正统思想来批判他们，带领那些在差错中间的人。离开他们思想的罪恶，回到上帝面前。
And you should use the correct truth of God to lead those who are wrong back from their sin.
信心的跳跃是不是合乎圣经的教导？
Did the Bible teach about a great leap in faith?
信心的跳跃这个词是从齐克果的书里面提出来的。
The word leap of faith comes from the word of the books of Kierkegaard.
齐克果一生相信的三件事成了人生的这个阶段。
Kierkegaard believes that there are three things that are part of human's life.
第一个阶段就是 aesthetical stage.
The first one is aesthetical stage.
这个叫做审美学的人生阶段。
This is a life where you understand beauty.
第二个阶段叫做伦理学的人生阶段。
The ethical phase.
第三个阶段叫做神学性的人生阶段。
The third one is the theological phase.
当一个人年轻的时候
When a person is young,
注意感官的喜乐。
He's only interested in physical enjoyment.
注意的满足
The satisfaction of lust.
只注意审美的世界
Things that are aesthetic.
当他人生更成熟的时候
But when he becomes more mature,
他就注意人生的责任
He will take care of responsibilities.
道德的价值
Value of ethics.
我做人与人之间的关系要怎样建立
What sort of correct relationships?
这个人是成熟了
So he becomes more mature.
当他到年老的时候
But when he gets older,
你的生命更高超一层的时候
When you grow even more,
想关于神的问题
You start to think about God
与神之间的关系
Relationship between man and God
真理的价值跟应用的问题
Relationship between truth
这个三个阶层是一个人人生的三步骤
He said that this is the three phases of life
齐克果的这个理论
This theory of Kierkegaard
跟社会学家或者跟这一个的这个逻辑实证论的鼻祖也就是这一个孔德的理论刚好相反
It's completely different from the theory of Kant
No, of Kong.
A Kong.
August Kong.
August Kong.
孔德说的人类历史也是三个阶段。
Kong said that there are three phases in human history.
先从神话学的阶段，不是神学。
It comes first from mythological understanding.
不是，他学的用的是 theology 这个词。
Theology.
啊，但是原来 theology 是希腊，是神话学，不是神学，所以应该翻译成神话学的阶段。
The phase of theology.
堕落下来，进步下来。
So it comes down,
就变成形上学的阶段 metaphysical.
It becomes metaphysical.
然后从形上学的阶段
And from metaphysical,
进化到变成科学性的或者叫做积极的 positive stage.
it will be evolved into a positive stage.
这个 scientific stage.
A scientific stage.
所以呢，换句话说，他的人生越来越现实化的，也物质化的。
So we become more materialistic.
而呢，体格国越来越灵性化。
But Kierkegaard said you become more spiritual.
那么我现在继续解释哈。
I will explain further.
这个体格国的这三个阶段中间是怎样跳过的？
These phases of Kierkegaard, how do you move from one phase to the other?
他就没有桥。
He said there's no bridge.
从审美性的幼稚的人生的阶段。
From an immature idea of aesthetics.
变成一个伦理学的道德责任的阶段的时候。
When you enter into the ethical phase.
那是一个跳跃。
It is a leap.
那是一个突然产生的宗教经验。
A sudden religious experience.
那个从伦理学的阶段。
And from the ethical phase.
在变成神学性的阶段的时候。
When you jump into the theological phase.
又是一个信心的跳跃。
Another leap of faith.
那么信心的跳跃是什么？是理性没办法明白。
It is something that you cannot understand your reason.
换句话说，天这样大的丹麦天才齐克国。
Such a great Danish act of genius.
他是根本感觉到的理性是微不足道的。
He think that the reason is not worth much.
他不是没有理性的人。
Not that he is not a person of reason.
当代全世界最聪明的人。
He was one of the most intelligent person in the world.
他已经像后现代的人一样的，看见了理性的限制是很明显的。
Like the postmodernists, you see the limit of the reason.
所以他就发明了 leap of faith, 信心的跳跃。
So this phrase came from him, the leap of faith.
信心的跳跃像什么呢？
What does it leap to us?
就像亚伯拉罕。
It's like Abraham.
上帝说亚伯拉罕。
God said Abraham,
把你的孩子
bring your children,
把你所爱的孩子
the one that you love
most, 你生的孩子
the one you have,
你所爱你所生的你的独生子
your only son,
亚以撒
Isaac,
把他带到摩利亚山献祭杀死他给我
bring up to Mount Moriah and kill him.
那么这个时候他怎么解释？
How did he explain this?
经验讲不通。
He doesn't have experience.
理性讲不通。
He cannot figure it out.
常情讲不通。
And it's not reasonable.
跟太太更讲不通。
And surely not to his wife.
所以这个完全超理性的东西。
This surpasses his reason.
他只能以信心的顺从跳到神要他跳的地方去。这叫信心的跳跃。
In faith, he submit to God and leap towards God.
要不然就要把孩子杀死的时候。
And before he would slaughter the child,
他的顺从就显明出来了。
We see his submission.
神的拯救也来到。
And the salvation of God came.
他说过基督的生活就是这样。
And that was how he lived his life.
一个基督徒就是靠着信心活在上帝面前。
The Christian lived by faith before God.
太多事情我们不了解。
There are many things we cannot understand.
我们通不过我们的头脑。
Something is incomprehensible.
通不过普遍的理性。
Or the way we think.
通不过历史的记录。
Or historical data.
通不过我们感官的经验。
Or our experience physically.
通不过社会的常识。
All the way society works.
所以，只有用信心跳跃，才能过基督的生活。
We can only live the life of Christian
faith. 那么，你现在问，这种生活是不是合乎圣经
？Is this lifestyle biblical?
是不是合乎圣经的教导
？Is it biblical teaching?
我告诉你，这个跟圣经的教导是很有差别的。
I say there are some differences between that and the Bible.
虽然我们要跳到上帝的怀中，这是对的。
Although it is right that we should live into the bosom of God.
这其中不是真的真空。
But it is not a vacuum.
这其中有神的应许。
God's promises are there.
有神的信实的保证。
And the guarantee of God's faithfulness.
还有先圣先前的榜样。
And also the examples of the saints.
就如他自己用亚伯拉罕做比喻来讲这个事情。
For example, he used Abraham as an example.
所以我们信心不是完全跳跃在虚空非理性的这个真空中间。
And so our faith is not living in a vacuum.
所以保罗，我深知我所信的是谁。
The Apostle Paul declared, "I know whom I believe."
奥古斯丁说的，我是以信去求知。
Augustine says that I believe that I may know.
Credo ut intelligas.
I believe that I may know.
就是我信。因为我要明白。
In order to understand, I first believe.
有不同的地方。
This is the difference.
那么信心的跳跃怎么去了解它呢？
How do we understand this leap of faith?
就如你
，just like you，
骑脚车
，when you ride on a bicycle，
在屋顶上
，on the apex of a roof。
那你懂不懂啊？就你只能直直走，不能弯的，因为屋顶是直线的。
And when you ride your bicycle on the rooftop, you cannot turn.
这边是坡斜下去。
There is a slant on one
side.
那边
不管是斜下去。
Another slant on the other side.
不管是没有力承载您跟脚车的重量。
And the tower has no strength to sustain your weight.
你骑的时候，你要很稳定的、正正中中的走这个屋脊的这个路线。
And when you ride on the bicycle, you have to be very cautious and move on the straight line.
慢慢走。
Slowly.
但后来你发现这个屋顶不是万里长城。
When you realize that the roof is not so long,
虽然你走完了
at the end,
但是你不能退
You cannot turn around.
你不能左。
Or turn left.
你不能右。
Or right.
你也不能进。
And you cannot stop.
因为屋顶已经到了临界处了。
You are at the edge of the roof.
所以你再向前走的时候。
As you move forward.
整个人就跳下去了。
You have made a leap.
跳到哪里？
Leap to where?
跳到上帝的手中去。
Leap into the hand of God.
这叫做信心的跳跃。
This is the leap of faith.
我已经给你上了哲学课了
啊。I've given you a lesson in philosophy.
这跟基督教同不同？你慢慢再思想。
Think about whether this is the same as Christianity.
尼采说
，Nietzsche said,
道德是弱者拥护自己的工具。
Morality is how the weak protect itself.
基督教很追崇道德。
And the Christians like morality.
基督教是适宜弱者的宗教。
So morality, Christianity is for the weak.
我们也怎么回答他这些话呢
？How do we answer him?
尼采现在在泥土下面跟人家踩。
Nietzsche is really dead.
尼采讲一句话。
Nietzsche said.
他说那个拿撒勒的耶稣讲话讲得太早了。
He said the Nazareth Jesus Christ spoke. Nazarene Jesus Christ spoke too early.
他的死也死得太早了。
And also he died a bit early.
如果那个耶稣啊长命一点，一定后悔他从前讲过那些话。
If Jesus had lived, he would have regretted his words.
你看有人这么厉害啊。
So he's so great.
敢替耶稣想象耶稣会后悔的。
He dared to imagine that Jesus would regret.
后来讲不久，尼采也死了。
After he declared that he himself died.
死了以后，有一个法国人叫做 Renan.
After that, a Frenchman called Renan.
他就讲这句话。
And said,
尼采批评耶稣的话批评得太早了。
He said that Nietzsche spoke too early.
尼采也死得太早了。
And he died too early.
如果尼采死得久一点，活得久一点，他一定懊悔他对耶稣那些乱讲的话。
If he lived earlier, he would regret his words against Christ.
这个叫做什么呢？强中还有强中手啊
！So there's someone that's better than him.
我有时候看哲学家很奇妙的，他们的话一句一句都很有意思在里面。
Philosophers have words of interest.
耶稣33岁死，他是死得太早。
And Jesus died 33. He said he died too early.
而尼采呢，35岁死，仍然说也死得太早。
And Nietzsche died at 35.
耶稣的话安定在天，一句一字不动，没有动摇，不改变，到现在。
The word of Christ is established in heaven and will not change even till today.
但如果你看尼采写的书啊
，But if you look at the words of Nietzsche,
你看的那一段解释《创世纪》第三章的事情，你就说他乱到什么地方，笨到什么地。
When you see how he explains Genesis chapter 3, you see how foolish he was.
很多哲学家传下了西方的一种错误的传统。
Many philosophers inherited the wrong teachings of the West.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他把生这个创世纪第三章分别善恶果树，就这个说是知识的树。
They think that the tree of the knowledge of good and evil as the tree of knowledge.
Tree of knowledge 表示上帝叫人反知识，上帝不要人有知识，怎么样这样的解释
？They say that that shows that God doesn't want us to know.
完全曲解圣经。
This is the wrong interpretation.
如果上帝不要人有知识
，If God does not want us to have knowledge，
你就中了共产党的计算了。怪不得宗教就反对科学，因为上帝不要人有知识嘛。
It is what the communists say. The science, religion is against science.
为什么共产党要逼迫哥本尼呢
？Why did the communists go after？
为什么宗教要逼迫科学家哥本尼呢
They ask the question, why would the faith go against Copernicus？
为什么教皇要逼迫这个伽利略呢
？Why did the Pope persecute Galileo？
所以呢，宗教是逼迫知识，是逼迫科学的。
They use the example to say that religion is against the scientists.
我告诉你不是的。
This is not the case.
教皇是基督徒。
The Pope is a Christian.
哥里流也是基督徒。
Galileo was a Christian.
这个不是教会对科学的逼迫。
It was not the persecution of science by the church.
就是基督徒跟基督徒的吵架。
But a quarrel between Christians.
所以两方都是基督徒。
Both were Christians.
你不必挑拨离间，把基督徒跟基督徒做成是二极分化，是宗教逼迫科学。
So it is not a case where religion persecuted science.
而事实历史证明
，facts show.
哥里流
，Galileo.
伽利略
，Copernicus.
牛顿
，Newton.
Kepler.
Kepler.
这四个近代最大的科学先锋。
These are very important pioneer scientists.
他们到死的时候都。还是很虔诚的基督徒。
They were still pious Christians on the day they died.
只是教会那个时候，越过自己的范围，侵占了科学的范围。
It's just that the church has done things that are not within their own realm.
回到尼采，尼采用希腊神话的两个人来代表两种道德。
Nietzsche used two persons in Greek mythology to represent two forms of morality.
强者。
The one is the strong man.
保护自己的强的自由。
He will protect his own freedom.
常常就变成弱者的威胁。
and becomes a threat to the weak.
那么弱者要保护弱者的安全。
But the weak has to protect his own safety.
用很多的法律来阻挡那个强者凭着权势来欺诈欺世这些弱者。
And he will enact a lot of laws to protect himself.
所以强者不能仗势欺人，为什么？因为律法把他们做了一个包围，做了一个限制。
So the strong has been surrounded by the laws.
这个 law 是什么呢？
What is this law?
就是基督教伦理。
He says it's Christian ethics.
基督教伦理就是那个弱者怕给人家欺负，就用各样的伦理道德来保护自己，结果就阻挡了强者可以为所欲为。
So he says that the weak use Christian ethics to prevent the strong man from doing whatever he wants.
这么尼采的时代
，In his era,
有一个社会精神 ，Zeitgeist 时代精神。
There is this form of Zeitgeist.
这个弥漫在欧洲
，which means the
这个时代精神就是进化的思想。
It's an evolving thought.
进化的思想在哲学里面出现在黑格尔的理论里面。
It started in the thinking of Hegel.
就是用正论、反论跟黑论来。说明世界一言的历史观怎么发展。
He tried to explain the world with thesis, antithesis, and synthesis.
进化的意思。
This evolution.
在生物学里面就变成了达尔文的进化论。
Becomes the theory of evolution by Charles Darwin.
进化的意思。
And this idea of theology.
社会里面就变成了孔德的社会学。
Inside, in society becomes the society.
进化的精神。进到共产主义就变成一个时代一个时代怎么进到社会主义的共产主义的历史发展。
Well, when you enter into communism, it becomes how history will progress.
所以其实这些都是一流之秋
all,
一秋之流
all these are just things that are passing.
都是一个时代精神弥漫在各不同的阶层中的。
They are the same thing that are shown in the society.
就是这样简单。
It is a simple
thing. 那么呢尼采的时代
But in the era of Nietzsche,
既然如果强者应当有为所欲为的自由的话
，since he proposed that the strong man should do whatever he wants,
结果自然产生天演论，就是自然淘汰，不竞天存。
Naturally, the idea that the fittest will survive will emerge.
就叫 natural selection.
It's called natural selection.
那个时候就配合了政治论。帝国主义跟证明主义就到处欺负那些比较弱小的民族。
So at that time, imperialism and colonialism appeared.
而麦卡锡是英国的史臣，第一次不愿意在满清皇帝面前三跪九叩的抵挡者。
And McCarthy was the first person who will not bow before the Chinese emperor.
结果又发现中国人的军事真的太弱了。
And he discovered that the Chinese are weak militarily.
基督教国家就侵略了非基督教国家。
So the Christian nations go against the non-Christian.
那个时候他们接受的不是基督教精神，就是刚才我所讲的进化精神，强者有为所欲为的权柄的天演论的精神。
What they have accepted is not Christianity, but the idea of natural selection.
结果带来中国人认为基督教是侵略者，所以就反对基督。
And so the Chinese are against Christians by this misunderstanding.
我现在在交这历史跟哲学的关系给你们听了。
Now I'm trying to match philosophy with history.
这是很可怜的事情。
This is something that was very sad.
经过这几十年以后
，After these few decades,
中国的知识分子慢慢分出来了，基督教是基督教，帝国主义是帝国主义，两个是不一样的。
The intellectuals of Chinese are now realized that imperialism and Christianity are two
different things. 共产党经过了几十年后开始想过来了，原来宗教是宗教，迷信是迷信，是不一样的。
Communists now understand that religion is different from superstition.
原来二十世纪开始的时候
，When the 20th century began,
中国的上层社会把宗教当作迷信，下层社会把迷信当作宗教。
The higher strata of the society treat religion as superstition, and the lower treat superstition as religion.
现在共产党的领导人口中已经开始出了什么叫做宗教，什么叫做邪教，表示他们也会分辨出来了。
But now communist leader understand what a religious cult is.
一方面破除迷信，一方面可以有纯正性啊。
On the one hand, they will break superstition. On the other hand, pure faith can exist.
所以很多共产党最高级的官员。到了美国去访问最大的大学以后，他们吓了一跳，连国会，连最高的这个教育机构里面，都有很多是敬畏上帝的人，这怎么解释？
A lot of communist leaders are shocked that a lot of institutions of higher learning in the states fear God.
好，回到你的问题。
Back to your question.
所以尼采所说的奴隶道德，不但是柔弱的道德。
Nietzsche believed that the Christianity is for the weak.
他最狂傲的一句话是什么？
But his most bold statement is,
为什么我这么聪明？
Why is it that I am so intelligent?
为什么我聪明过人？
Why am I more a genius than others?
我发现了基督徒的伦理是奴隶伦理。
It is because I discovered that Christianity is about slavery.
你说的软弱者的伦理，我告诉你，他是讲更重的，是奴隶的伦理。
Nietzsche believes Christians are like slaves.
因为基督徒都没有骨头的。
Christians have no backbone.
主啊，主啊。
They will say, Lord, Lord.
我是你的仆人。
I am your servant.
所以自己没有主权的。
So he has no sovereignty. Giving to God.
所以尼采就提出另外一个理论。
And he proposed another theory.
我们要有权力意志。
That we must have our will and power.
Will to power.
The will to power.
权力意志才使人类真正从宗教的奴隶捆绑中你释放出来。
He says that's the way to have a breakthrough from the bondage of religion.
马克思要把劳动阶级从资本家的这个捆锁中间释放出来。
Karl Marx wanted to deliver the common masses from the capitalists.
而尼采要把人从这个宗教的捆锁中间做奴隶出来。
And Nietzsche wanted to deliver us from the bondage of religion.
那个时代的哲学差不多都是这样。
So all the philosophies are pretty similar.
基督教是真的处处挨打挨骂的地方。
At that time, Christianity was under attack.
等我长大的时候。
When I was grown,
我发现真正的 will to power 是基督徒才有的，不是尼采有的。
I discovered that the true will to power comes from the Christians.
所以我这一生 ，my will is will to the power of Holy Spirit to change the world.
所以我这一生用圣灵的力量来改变世界。
我追求神的能力。
I seek after His power.
我从一个最弱者、最没有人看得起的一个孤儿开始。
I started as an orphan that no one looked highly upon.
我要用神的能力、神的道。来折服许多世界的君王、政治家、哲学家，回到上帝面前。
By the power of God and His Word, I want to convince all the important people to return to God's Word.
其实你讲的跟我一生的奋斗有关系。
So there is some relationship between this and my struggles.
我再解下去，别人的问题就不能没有时间了。
But if I carry on, I cannot.
我告诉你，基督教不是弱者。
So Christians are not the weak.
基督教是强者。
Christianity is the strong one.
是用弱把强带出来的智者。
It is the wise one that brings out strength from the weak.
看起来是很笨的愚者。
He's a wise person that looks foolish.
这个整个归纳起来就是没有尼采没有明白的一个地方是十字架。
And this is because Nietzsche did not understand the cross.
基督是被鞭打的。
Jesus was whipped.
基督是被定罪的。
Jesus was charged.
基督是被杀死的。
Jesus was killed.
基督是受毁谤、毁谤的。
He was looked down upon.
基督是受冤枉的。
He was defamed.
基督完全不辩护自己。
He did not defend himself.
所以你说他像奴隶吗？是。
Was he like a slave? Yes, he was.
你说他是失败的吗？是。
Did he fail? Yes, he did.
你说他最软弱的吗？是。
Is he the weakest? Yes, he was.
但后来呢？十字架就变成了宇宙中间最大的能力。
But the cross later becomes the greatest power in the universe.
十字架就变成了历史中间最大的智慧。
The greatest wisdom in the history of man.
十字架就变成宇宙中间最大的公义的审判的能力。
The cross became the greatest judgment of righteousness.
耶稣被定罪。
Jesus was judged.
因为他变成全世界的审判官。
And he becomes the judge over the whole world.
耶稣受捆绑。
Jesus was bound.
借着十字架释放了最多的罪人。
And through the cross he will release the most sinners.
耶稣受咒诅。
Jesus was cursed.
十字架是变成万邦万夫得福的原因。
And he becomes the channel of blessing for all generations.
耶稣在十字架被钉死。
Jesus was killed.
结果他是全人类信他的人都得出生命。
But he gave us life for all who believe.
这尼采完全看不见。
These are things that Nietzsche didn't see.
谁看见的？
Who have seen this?
我看见。
I have seen this.
他看见。
He has seen this.
你看见。
You have seen this.
所以尼采永远在泥土下面被人踩。
So Nietzsche forever will be dead.
我们以后要复活，领受生命的永恒中间看见上帝的荣耀。
But we will be resurrected and will see the glory of God in eternity.
尼采说：“为什么我这么聪明呢？”
Nietzsche said, "Why am I so intelligent?"
大言不惭。
He was so arrogant.
他不是聪明，他笨得要死。
He is not smart. He's just stupid.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
也是我在台湾。
Once I was in Taiwan.
我讲像孔的这么笨的人。
I said a person like Angus Kong who is so
stupid. 我讲完了一个大学生大发脾气。
A university student was very angry.
印尼来的唐宗仁怎么敢讲孔的这么笨呢？
He said that this Stephen Tong, how dare he?
告诉我他笨在哪里？
Can you tell me where Kong is?
后来我一大堆理论讲出来以后。
But after explain all these things,
我不知道他想通想不通。
I don't know whether he understood.
如果他想通，他可以脱离孔的笨。
If he did, he will escape the stupidity of Kong.
我说你如果想不通，你和孔的一样笨。
I said that you cannot figure out you're as silly as Kong.
基督徒应当知道。
Christians should know
连非基督徒对我们的追讨
that when non-Christians accuse us
都是冒犯权利的
It is based on an attack on God's
power. 请注意点，这些是副教学很少人提到的事情。
These are something apologetics do not tell us.
都是没有资格的。
That they are all not worthy to question us.
他们所信的、所需要的迷信、所需要的错误的信心，是比我们对正统信仰所需要的正统信心还更大的信心，你懂的。
They need a faith on the wrong teaching, a faith that's higher than the faith we need on orthodox teaching.
相信创造人。
If you believe that the creation of man
是没有办法证明出来的。
The creation of man cannot be proven.
你需要信心。
You need that faith.
你相信你是猴子变的，你需要的信心更大。
But you need greater faith to believe that you've been evolved from the apes.
为什么基督徒不用他们那种态度来追讨你为什么相信？你告诉我，根据什么理由？你什么逻辑？为什么不敢呢？
Christians should counterattack and ask them by what basis do they believe in
it? 我们为什么总是站在挨骂的地步？
Why do we are always at a situation where they defend ourselves?
总是他们对我们条件，我不再怎么回答。
They challenge us and we don't know what to say.
其实很多反对上帝真理的那些意识形态，就是理论。
But a lot of these theories that are against God,
他们本身是脆弱的不得了。
They themselves are on weak basis.
当代归正中最大的哲学家 Alvin Plantinga。
So the greatest reform philosophy, Alvin Plantinga,
完全拒绝用 evidence 这个词
，reject the word evidence，
他不用 proof 这个词
，or proof，
也不用 argument 这个词
，or argument，
他提到 the warranty of Christian faith，
he talk about the warranty of the Christian faith，
确实的依据
，the true guarantee，
不是证明
，not proof，
这是 warranty，
it's a warranty，
我们有这个依据
，that we have the warranty，
信，所以我如此说话
，I believe， so I can speak in this way。
今天的传道人
，preachers today，
今天的执事长老。
All the deacons and elders,
基督徒
Christians,
今天为主做见证的人
those who bear testimony to the Lord,
应该召回这种信念
need to regain this confidence,
我们信的是真理
that we have believed in the truth.
那么唐牧师请你解释刚才说不是证明什么意思呢
Dr. Tom, what do you mean by not proof?
因为证据这个字是没有资格用在上帝面前
Because before God, the word proof is not worthy.
如果你的爱人说
If your lover says,
你真的爱我吗
Do you really love me?
你证明给我看。
Can you prove this?
你怎么证明你爱他呢
？How do you prove this love?
你要怎么样的证明
？How do you prove?
来，多给我一点钱。
Give me more money.
那个叫做慈善家，不是证明。
That's charity, not proof.
你多亲我一下。
Kiss me more.
这个叫做证明吗
？Is this a proof?
我告诉你，如果这样，最爱耶稣的一定是犹大，因为圣经没有讲其他的门徒亲耶稣。
Then Judas would love Jesus more because the Bible records only Jesus kissing.
你把你的爱交给我，我放在实验室里查看里面的化学成分，都是不可能的。
It's not possible to prove your love.
所以这个根本不是证明的范围。
It is not within the realm of proof.
我问你
，I ask you this.
新加坡独立了
，Singapore is independent.
对不对
？Is this true?
你也不敢讲啊。新加坡独立了没有？请你用化学实验的方法。证明新加坡独立
Can you prove to me that Singapore is indeed independent?
不可能的
It's not possible
因为呢独立是一个事实
It is a fact
是一个主权
A sovereign
是个政府可以使用独立国权柄的这个证这个名证
A power that the government can exercise
不是你所说的化学实验室那种证明
Not the proof that you do in the lab
所以我告诉你讲证明两个字的时候
When you use the word proof
你其实要讲的是那个真正信念的依据那个事实的摆出
You want to talk about the demonstration of the fact
那么神的存在怎么证明呢
How do you prove that this is a God
用科学证明
With science
科学可以证明上帝
Can science prove God
科学这么大
Is science that wonderful
科学太低了
Science actually is very low grade
科学是什么
What is science
科学就是知识
Science is knowledge
拉丁文的科学是我知道
In Latin it means I know
怎么知道呢
How do I know
我发现
I discover
什么叫发现呢
What is discovery
Discover什么叫 discover? This the cover 叫做 discover. This the cover 就是这样办的。所以你用科学要去证明上帝存在，你在做梦。
You are dreaming if you want to use science to prove it. 那个
反对基督教的人更多谈论，我一点都不会害怕的。
I'm not afraid of those who are against Christianity.
我知道他们信的是没有道理的。
Because I know they are unreasonable.
他们不知道我信的是有依据的。
But they do not know that there's a warranty in my faith.
就是这么简单。
Is that simple?
我要用他们的办法来震撼他们，他们一定一个一个倒的。
If I use their method to counter question them, they will fall.
我从年轻有这样的心智站在讲台。
When I was young with such an attitude, I stand upon the pulpit.
见过的反对上帝的人多种多得不得了。
I have seen so many people who are against God.
我答的问题多得不得了。
I've answered hundreds and thousands of questions.
没有一个问题是困难的。
Not a single question is impossible.
困难的就是那些发问的人有困难。
The difficult part is the people who ask the question.
你跟神经病的人讲理论不对的，因为他理性大声 work。
You talk to a crazy person, it will not work.
一个人存心抵挡上帝，多少的理由讲都是没有理的。
If a person is intense to oppose God, no matter what you say, it's useless.
我看到些无神论的书。
I look at the atheists.
我看见抵挡上帝的书。
The people who oppose God.
看就知道他心里发生什么问题了。
When I read the books, I know what's wrong with them.
他们的思想乱得不得了。
They are very confused state of mind.
后来我下一个结论。
And I conclude.
这学家是什么？
What is a philosopher?
就是很会想，想得很深，但是想不懂就把他不懂的写出来，乱七八糟的记录叫做哲学。
A philosopher is a great thinker who will write down things that he doesn't know.
那么你看懂乱七八糟，结果跟他一同乱，你叫做有哲学才干。
And when you can understand what he writes, you have a gift in philosophy.
他把自己乱的东西写的一大堆写给你，让你一同乱，免得太孤单，才叫做哲学领导。
And the philosopher leader actually confuse you with him.
马克思就这样。
Karl Marx is like that.
所以马克思的经济理论。
So his economic theory.
你接受他，你一定经济破产，对不对？
If you accept it, you'll go bankrupt.
对不对？哪一个人接受马克思经济理论，经济发展起来？
Which economy prospered because of Karl Marx?
毛泽东把中国带到马克思思想，你带了几十年，结果呢？邓小平说改革开放，其实他要讲悔改认罪，不好意思。
邓小平 brought China.
所以呢，是邓小平真正是先的烂马，烂什么马？马克思那一匹马。
And Deng Xiaoping stopped Karl Marx.
否则整个中国就穷到全世界最穷的国家。
Or China will remain poor forever.
那么你看，这么伟大的经济理论家
，But he was a great economist.
结果呢
？In the end,
走不通啊。
It didn't work.
为什么呢
？Why?
他自己乱的。
Because he was confused.
为什么乱呢
？Why was he confused?
因为经济论里面。
Because in economics,
制造财富
the creation of wealth
比均分财富是更基本的
is more fundamental than the distribution of wealth.
你不制造财富
before you create wealth,
你只要平均财富
if you just want to distribute it,
结果一不平均的地方你就妒忌，一妒忌产生仇，一仇恨就抵消了生产力，结果社会一定越来越穷。
Without equality, people get jealous and they will not produce and you get poorer and poorer.
So you can equalize people into the poverty only, you never equalize people into the richness.
你只能够有均贫，不能够有均富。
很简单的事情。
Very simple.
所以一定要悔改过来。
So there must be repentance.
一定要改变过来。
And turn around.
好了，这就是哲学。
This is philosophy.
所以你要读哲学，结果你要用神的道理看哲学，我就判断你好好读哲学了，不然不要随便碰。
You study philosophy by using the word of God to judge it.
有一件事是很讽刺的。
There is something that's very ironical.
我不得不对你讲啊。
I must tell you this.
研究神经病的人。
Those who study mental illness,
研究心理学的人
or psychology,
研究一生就要越多明白这神经病的人的情形。
The more they want to study, the more they must understand the mental illness.
最最最神经有病的人，一定是人数里面人类里面最少数的人。
And but this must be the most few in the humanity.
所以越心理学专家越离开普通的人群，越不懂普通的心，越懂得到最神经病的人的心。
So, the more learned you are as a psychologist, the more you are away from the common people.
那你跑到牛角尖里面去。
And you will study the very few rare cases.
但是你钻到一个地步的时候。
When you are that specialized.
那些最精神病的什么事情你都了如指掌。
When you know all there is about this very rare mental illness.
那你就用那些名词看这个人有没有那个人有没有，你就先假设很多人都有某一种神经病，结果正常人给你看就变成神经病。
And you will assume that all will have this sort of rare and unique.
讽刺的事情。
It's very ironical.
所以呢，一个不真正懂得很深的普世性的这个心理学的人
，A person that doesn't understand psychology，
还更放心、很和平的跟普通人相处
，can live life quite well with other people.
越研究的人。
The more you study in this,
也发现人性可怕的地方。
The more you are frightened by humanity.
结果很多研究心理学的人，结果心理都有问题。
And so many psychologists are psychologically unsound.
也精神病专家的人也有精神病的可能。
The more they study mental illnesses, they themselves could be mentally ill.
请你注意看就知道了。
So just be careful of this.
好了，那我们再答一两个问题就结束。
A few more questions.
什么是呼召？
What is calling?
就上帝说你在哪里？啊，这个叫做呼召。
And God say, Where are you?
什么叫做回应？
What is response?
就是你说主啊，我在这里。啊，这个叫做
say God, I'm here。
啊，这个很重要。
This is very important。
上帝对人类犯罪以后，第一个问题就是你在哪里
？The first question God said to humanity after he sinned is, "Where are you?"
我在研讨会第一个晚上，我讲这个东西。
In the faith seminar at KL,
you 在哪里
this, ？Where are you？
上帝问的第一个问题。
First question God asked。
那到底这问题怎么样问的呢
？How did he ask this？
如果他是用这个文字写下来，你就不知道怎么问的。
Literally, it's very hard to say.
你在哪里
？Where are you？
但如果你在现场听上帝讲那句话
，But if you were there listening to God，
是讲华语或者讲 English，
哦，if he spoke in Chinese，
那你就更明白他的心情。
You will understand how he felt。
你在哪里
？Where are you？
你在哪里
？Where are you？
你在哪里
？Where are you？
你在哪里啊
？Where are you？
你在哪里
？Where are you？
那口气讲出来就知道。
From the way he speak, you will know.
你在哪里
？Where are you?
Literally, where are you?
It's literal.
But emotionally, where are you?
But there's an emotional aspect.
I cannot find you.
I cannot find
you. Where are you?
你在哪里？
或者 Where are you?
Or rebuking.
是责备。
Is he rebuking? Is he searching for them?
是询问。
Or he asking a question?
是等答案。
Was he waiting for an answer?
不一样。
Or
呼叫是什么
？What is calling?
上帝说你在哪里？
God is asking, where are you?
为什么你在那边
？Why are you in this place?
你本来不应该在那边。
You shouldn't be there.
为什么你在那边
？Why are you there?
从你不应该在那边到现在你在那边中间的堕落，你知道不知道
？Do you know that you have fallen because you're in the wrong place?
现在回来。
Now return.
得救的呼召。
So the calling for salvation
使你脱离罪人地位，回到神为你创造的原位，这个是得救的呼召。
Allow you to go away from the fallen state back to the original state of design.
侍奉的呼召。
But the calling of ministry,
是你因为不遵循上帝的旨意，乱用恩赐跟时间跟生命乱逃，呼召你回到上帝为你定的计划来侍奉主、侍奉人的这种呼召。
It's a calling where God will call you away from the wrong use of your gift back to your original purpose in ministry.
The calling of God,
上帝的呼召
，bring you back into the original status,
是让你归到原来该有的地方
，bring you back to the original planning,
回到上帝原本的计划里面
，bring you back to the original function.
回到上帝原本的这个作用
in your life,
你的生命的作用
in your work,
或者你的工作
in your ministry,
是你的事工
in your contribution to the whole world,
在你对世界的贡献
得救的呼召侍奉的呼召
the calling of salvation and ministry,
人类有贡献应当发挥你效用的呼召
and the calling that you may contribute to humanity,
你好好祷告
so pray that
如果一个人到死的时候
When a person dies,
他讲这样的话
If he says,
好在我这一生是做这件事
Fortunately, I've done all these things all my life.
我相信我见主的时候他一定很满意
I believe the Lord will be pleased with me.
那这样的人就清楚他在上帝的呼召中过生活了
A person like that would have lived a life that is obedient to God's calling.
如果一个人要死的时候
But if when a person is about to die,
如果上帝再给他活一次我还是照样这样侍奉那他就是在走在正路上面。
If he were able to say that if God would allow me to live again, I would do the same thing, then he would not say.
我告诉你
tell you this,
很多人要死以前
Before many people die,
两个想法
There are two thinking processes.
我要死了
I'm going to die.
我做了很多我不该做的事
I've done many things that I should not.
很多我该做的事我没有做就死了
And many things that I should do, I didn't do.
就是浪费一生的人
In other words, they've wasted their whole life.
我看到你不是
I hope that you are not a person like that.
我怎么确定上帝呼召
How am I going to be sure that
上帝呼召你
For God to call you
不一定晚上三更半夜是唐崇荣不一定
May not be a voice that comes in the middle of the night
怎么上帝呼召我呢
How then would I know
我用总原则来回答
I will answer you with the general principle
如果上帝呼召你做传道人
If God call you to be a preacher
怎么知道上帝要做传道人
How do I know this
你清楚知道做传道人很困难
First of all, you know that it's going to be a difficult task.
责任很大
with great responsibility.
很有价值的
But it is great of great worth.
你知道很困难
You know it's difficult.
但有一个心愿一直要做，一直要做，一直愿意做，知道困难还要做，那个 impulse， 那个心里的动力，很可能是上帝的呼召。
The impulse that propel you to do it, even though it's difficult, could be a calling.
但如果你说，我不做传道，做堂牧师，像堂牧师一天到晚坐飞机，所以我要，那就不是上帝的呼召。
You say it will be like Dr. Tom flying over the place, then it cannot be the plan of God.
当你知道那个动力，那个推动力越来越大，但你说我不要，因为很困难。最好是我做生意赚了大钱，又奉献又讲道，人家看见我奉献，更尊重我这种传道的，是不拿薪水的。我要做这种传道的时候，那你就逃避了。
If your impulse is very strong, but you say that I want to make a lot of money and also give to the church, that people will respect me, you are escaping from the calling.
所以你说再次侍奉好了。
So you say I will be a lay preacher.
一边赚钱一边做传道。
As I preach, I can also make money.
反正教会也是需要钱嘛。
The church needs money.
如果每一个做传道，钱哪里来呢？
If everybody become a preacher, where the money come from?
所以我就一边赚钱一边做传道。
So I will make my money and also preach.
我告诉你，如果你是你自己的主人，你可以这样决定。
If you are your own boss, you can do this.
如果基督是你的主，你没有资格自己选择。
But if Christ is your Lord, you have no choice.
所以很多带着侍奉的人。
So many lay preachers.
我不是很会尊重他的。
I will not especially honor them.
我应当问他说，你真清楚上帝要你带职吗？
I will ask them, are you sure that God wants you to be a lay preacher?
如果神要你全职，你没有资格带职。
If God wants you to go into full-time ministry, you are not qualified to be a lay preacher.
如果神要你带职，你没有资格全职。
If God wants you to be a lay preacher, you should not be a full-time ministry.
所以你很严肃的、很认真的在神面前清楚神跟你的关系。
So sincerely before God, you must know your relationship with God.
你说我去带职好了。
You say, well, I will just be a lay.
带职的人常常用一句话：保罗是遮帐篷的。
The lay person always say, well, Paul was a tent maker.
那么你自己解围了，你不要怪我，我和保罗一样的。保罗说：“我谁才跟你一样？”
那你要不是保罗，那 identify with you。
如果教会可以派你去做传道，供应你整个生活，你就不必遮帐篷吗？保罗是一人，那个时候没有人可以这样支持他，他要靠亲手做工才能够不像外邦人要一块钱，所以他做传道的。
The Apostle Paul became a tent maker because he had to sustain his own life. Because the church could not support him back then.
不要利用圣经支持自己违背上帝旨意的信念。
So do not misuse the Bible to have excuses.
如果你违背了，
if you're against the word of God,
给你不平安，
God will not allow you to have peace.
你给你不平安，你还照样抵挡上帝。
But if you still continue to oppose him,
你心里没有平安。
You have no peace in your
heart. 一边带着一边没有平安。
As you become a lay preacher, you have no peace.
第二个印证上帝的呼召来了。
So the second affirmation of the calling of God came.
第三，
thirdly,
你再不顺服，
if you are not obedient,
鞭打你，
God may chastise you,
管教你，
and rebuke you.
那是最差的人，
those are the worst,
最糟糕的人，
the most horrible situation.
我是这种人。
I be,
我清楚上帝的呼召。
I was clear about the calling of God.
我不要，
but I did not want to do it.
我抵挡他，
I oppose him.
我带着侍奉。
I became a lay preacher.
上帝再给我不平安。
But God did not give me the peace.
我再抵挡他。
I oppose him again.
我不要。
I didn't want to.
那时候我赚钱赚的很多啊。
I made a lot of money.
我十七八岁赚的钱是最大的教会一千个多会友的最大的牧师的两倍多。
I made two times higher than the pastor of a big church.
他六十多岁，我十七八岁。
I was only 18.
还有我。讲到人家都流泪，都信主，都悔改，他讲到人家打瞌睡了。
And when I preach, people responded, but when he preached, people fell asleep.
我为什么要去读神学呢？
Why would I study theology?
连神学的老师、神学的院长讲到都没有我的力量。
I have power beyond.
所以我看自己了不起。
Dean, so I thought I'm quite someone.
我不要去读神学。
I didn't want to go to seminary.
上帝就鞭打我。
But God chastised me.
很重的病。
That I was very sick.
很大的管教。
With a great chastisement.
那是神的感动再来。
And then the inspiration of God came.
你要不要顺服？
Are you going to submit?
我说要。
I say okay.
我就顺服了。
And I was submit.
所以我是最差的那种。
So I belong to the lowest class.
鞭打才顺服。
After chastisement, then I submit.
这是三个步骤。
So these three steps.
神的灵感动你，使你知道困难，一直有推动你的信念，这是神的呼召的第一步。
The first step is God's Spirit will inspire you that despite the difficulties, you have an impulse to carry on.
你绝对没有安宁，这个基督的平安，因为你顺从、全责奉献，才有平安在你心中做主。这是第二步。
The second one is that you will never have peace until you submit to full-time ministry.
And the Christ,
and Jesus Christ's calling.
Reign in your heart with His own peace. Then this is the second step of calling of God. 第三步。
The third one.
就是神管教你，使你一定要顺从他的鞭打之下。那个时候你明白他的罪，这是第三。
That the chastisement of God will come that you will submit to Him.
主就帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
给我们诚诚实实。
That with all honesty,
侍奉我们的主。
We will serve Him.
不要开玩笑。
Do not joke about it.
我们的生命只有一次。
There is but one life to live.
你不可把你生命糟蹋掉。
Do not just trash your life.
是为了满足你自己私人的雄心、私人的意念。
In order to fulfill your selfish ambition.
今天我们就解答到这里。
We will stop here this evening.
我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.